Action to change rules. This is a decision-making item. This was the petition for changes to lethal control of wolf. So, Deputy Director Storr, is it Dave who will take this, walk us through this?
Madam Chair, I think Assistant Director Pamplin will start it off, and then Dave will be part of the presentation.
Great. Thank you.
Great. Good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioners. Nate Pamplin, Assistant Director with the Wildlife Program. Want to walk you through the petition that we received on June 6th to codify certain portions of the Wolf Conservation and Management Plan. The petition was received or sent by the following non-governmental organizations: Cascadia Wildlands, Center for Biological Diversity, Western Environmental Law Center, the Gifford Pinchot Task Force, the Kettle Range Conservation Group, the Lands Council, Wildlands Network, and the Sierra Club. And collectively, we'll refer to the, those individuals as the petitioners. As you recall, our Wolf Conservation and Management Plan was adopted by the Commission in December 2011. Since that point in time, the department has really stepped up our efforts and for implementing the plan. Our primary focus has been twofold. One is tracking the wolf population status towards achieving our recovery objectives, and the second major emphasis has been working with producers to prevent wolf livestock conflicts. In July 2013, a number of the same petitioners had sent a petition to you asking to essentially codify the entire Wolf Conservation and Management Plan. The commission at that point in time had denied that action, but they directed the department to work with the Wolf Advisory Group and the petitioners to see what other elements could be adopted into rule. Our Wolf Advisory Group is composed of nine individuals representing four environmental groups, four members representing agricultural interests, and one hunting organization. We have been working with the Wolf Advisory Group over the past year plus, and we've developed a checklist that the department uses of preventative measures so that when we have staff, especially our wildlife conflict specialists working with producers, we're kind of going through and looking at what are those activities that are either essential or an item that could be tailored to their particular operation to help avoid or minimize wolf livestock conflicts. We also, in 2013, we developed a written protocol for removing problem wolves. Both the checklist and that protocol had been guided by the plan, and we had taken those documents to the Wolf Advisory Group several times for feedback and discussion. I would point out that there isn't necessarily consensus on those documents, but the feedback has been extremely helpful, and those are what are currently in use today. We also developed, knowing that it seemed like, well, we had stronger buy-in on the environmental groups from on the preventative checklist and stronger interest on from some of the ag community on the lethal protocol. We knew that the two were very much related, and developed a flow chart that walks through the department's decision-making process just as a visual demonstration of the types of information and those key decision steps that would need to occur prior to making a decision to conduct lethal removal. That flowchart's been extremely helpful, been very well received, but again, would just point out that it's not something that the Wolf Advisory Group has made a consensus statement and said, yes, this is correct. This is something that we have total buy-in on. We've also, following the development of those three products, we started to work on implementing or developing a rule that would institutionalize some of the themes in those other three documents. as we were developing the rule, we had been approached by some individuals on the Wolf Advisory Group with concerns that, number one, they felt that their representation on the Wolf Advisory Group was more from a technical nature, and they did not feel like they were, that this was a negotiating body. And secondly, that they thought that that we should have a mediator or a facilitator to help in crafting the rule. This spring, we received a letter from a number of state legislators asking a similar request for us to have a mediated process. And then on June 6th, we received this petition. We paused on filing the CR-102, that is the draft wildlife interaction rule language, because of this petition and knowing that the commission would deliberate on this action and we would receive direction based on the outcome of the call today. So at this point in time, I will turn it to Dave to walk through a little bit of the more recent history of some of the on-the-ground activities. He'll walk through some of the key elements of the petition as well as the staff recommendation on the petition. Dave?
Sure. Thank you, Nate. This is Dave Ware, Game Division Manager from the Wildlife Program for the Department. I'm just going to touch on the items within the petition itself. But anyway, I want to go back a little bit, and so I'll probably end up repeating a little bit of what Nate had described as well. So the petition that we've received actually expressed concern regarding the process that resulted in the lethal actions taken on the Wedge Pack in 2012 and the ensuing controversy associated with that as the rationale of the need to codify the lethal control provisions of the plan. As Nate said, these same organizations filed a similar petition in July of 2013 and then withdrew it after discussions with the department. Much of that discussion had to do with agreement that we would work through the Wolf Advisory Group to determine whether some parts of the Wolf Plan could be codified, and specifically we talked about the section on lethal removal of wolves to stop repeated depredations. Once the original petition was withdrawn, as Nate described, we worked with the Wolf Advisory Group to do that, and now I'll just skip ahead. As you know, we've received another petition that you're going to be discussing today. Going back to the Wedge, you remember the Wedge Pack scenario unfolded during the first season after having adopted the plan only a few months earlier. And since that situation, as Nate described, we've been very busy gearing up for wolf management and the implementation of the plan. We received significant funding for wolf management through the legislature. As Nate described, we hired several staff to help us capture and monitor wolves. We also developed a wildlife conflict section and deployed staff all around the state. We created rules regarding the process for compensating livestock owners for losses due to wolves, and a rule that allows citizens to kill a wolf caught in the act of attacking domestic animals. And we're actively working with livestock owners to employ proactive measures. So we're very focused, again, on preventing wolf-livestock conflict, and we've been very fortunate that last year, 2013, was relatively free of conflict. We only had one attack on livestock. And so far this year through July, we've been, again, relatively free of livestock depredations by wolves. We'd like to take a minute now and go back and talk about specifically about the language in the plan that talks about lethal control to resolve repeated livestock depredations. The Wolf Plan on page 88 states that, and this is a quote, lethal removal may be used to stop repeated depredation if it is documented livestock have clearly been killed by wolves, tried but failed to resolve the conflict. Depredations are likely to continue, and there is no evidence of intentional feeding or unnatural attraction of wolves by the livestock owner. Situations will have to be evaluated on a case-specific basis with management decisions based on pack history and size, pattern of depredations, number of livestock killed, state-listed status of wolves, extent of proactive measures being used on the property, and other considerations. If it is determined that lethal removal is necessary, it will be used incrementally, as has been done in other states, removed initially, if depredations continue, additional animals may be removed. Again, from our perspective, we did follow that prescription with the wedge pack, although wolf advocacy groups challenged the results of field investigations and whether they were caused by wolves and the proactive measures that were in place on the property. I'm going to go back and reread just a piece of that because I think it's really important in consideration of this petition. And that is that situations will have to be evaluated on a case-specific basis with management based on pack history and size, pattern of depredations, livestock killed, state-listed status of wolves, and extent of proactive measures being used on the property and other considerations. I think you can easily understand the difficulty converting that rule language, or converting that language into rule language. As suggested, each depredation scenario is very case-specific and requires flexibility. The rule language described in the petition requires four depredations, all resulting in the death of livestock over a time period of 4 months, and is fairly narrow. Based on the concerns expressed by the petitioners, the members of the Wolf Advisory Group, several legislators, and the controversial nature of this issue, we are recommending that the Commission deny the petition and instruct the Department to assess if a mediated process would be feasible with the WAG, with the Wolf Advisory Group. And if so, go back to the beginning and start with the original language in the plan to develop a proposal using a mediator. Any mediated proposals would still be subject to the Administrative Procedures Act and the Commission's rulemaking and decision process. At this point, we're open for questions.
Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Smitten, and I'd like to offer comments on the WOOF petition.
Go ahead.
Chair, first, a personal note, then I'll be offering comments in my capacity as the Wildlife Committee Chair and on behalf of the committee. In my nearly 6 years as a commissioner, the commission receives relatively few petitions, and as such, we take them very serious. We know that a lot of time and thought has gone into each one of these petitions. And that's especially true considering the sensitive nature of authorizing lethal removal of wolves. Chair, the Wildlife Committee met by phone conference to discuss the WOOF petition, and I'll briefly summarize that discussion. The committee noted their confidence in the WOOF Conservation and Management Plan adopted in December 2011 and has been implemented for the past 3 years by the department, guided by the WOOF Advisory Committee, the WAG, and with oversight from the commission. Over 65,000 public comments were received on the plan. Numerous public hearings were held by the commission, and lessons learned from other states were utilized in forming the plan. It has become a model for other states. It provides the necessary flexibility and anticipates that it will be subject to change as more is learned about the recovery of Washington wolves. The WOOF petition, as we've heard, requests the department initiate a rulemaking process utilizing a mediator to address conditions when the department considers lethal action in response to repeated livestock depredation by wolves. In addition, the petitioners provide specific rule language on how they would like the department and livestock producers to operate. Chair, the committee believes that to move to a negotiated process with a mediator with unknown participants and structure suggests that the WAG is unable to provide a recommendation on this issue. We disagree with that assessment and would rather not create yet another WOOF advisory body. A significant concern of the committee was discussed, and that is a negotiated process with a mediator would, for all intent and purposes, bind the commission to the recommendation. And if the commission, who retains the rulemaking authority, were to depart from the mediated recommendation, it could increase vulnerability to legal challenge. Chair, the committee
notes that the WAG has invested over 3 years of time and effort to help us develop a variety of useful guidelines for the department to use that is consistent with the Conservation and Management Plan, and those include preventative measures checklist, lethal removal protocols, and a flowchart outlining management decisions. The committee has faith that the WAG can engage in the development of a recommendation to the commission on the issue of lethal removal of wolves. To strengthen the WAG, committee recommends revisiting the WAG structure and ground rules for allowing group discussion and recommendations on rulemaking issues. Furthermore, we strongly recommend the use of a facilitator to assist the self-examination and rules of engagement. Chair, to conclude, the committee recommends the following. 1, deny the petition. 2, delay action on rulemaking. 3, return the process to the WAG with a facilitated discussion on the WAG's process and scope of their recommendations to the commission. 4, encourage the WAG to review, modify if necessary, and utilize the non-lethal checklist for livestock operators to follow and the associated flowchart for lethal removal of wolves in a facilitated environment. The WAG would discuss whether a rule is necessary, and if so, develop recommended rule language that would then go through a standard public rulemaking process. In our view, it's important to provide flexibility when determining when lethal removal is necessary. This is not a one-size-fits-all answer for such a complex issue with different variables in each case. Chair, that completes my summary of the committee's comments and recommendations. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Schmitten. The floor is open.
Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Keeney.
Go ahead, Commissioner Keeney.
Yeah, I also serve on the Wildlife Committee and just want to emphasize the support that we had in Commissioner Schmitten's statement there. Also, I think it's important to we received quite a vast amount of input on this as commissioners, and in my view of that input, it was fairly overwhelmingly in favor to deny the petition for some of the reasons that Raleigh listed and others, and to remain somewhat flexible so that we can adaptive management in this process, which is what the Wolf Plan originally wanted to happen. So I just wanted to say that I think the Wildlife Committee spent quite a bit of time on this and had a great discussions on it, and again, support Commissioner Spinton's review of that.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Carpenter.
Commissioner Carpenter, go ahead.
I just have some comments. I came in right after the Wolf Management Plan was adopted, and I have a huge amount of respect for the effort put forth by staff and the commission in adopting that. But I just want to say a couple things about my view of the staff in regards to the complexities of this issue. I just have a total admiration for their efforts and regarding the Wolf Management Plan. They're dedicated. They're serious. I believe they're a compassionate vision on behalf of all the stakeholders and certainly the wolves. So I think it's working. And like Raleigh said, it doesn't, you know, there's not one size fits all, but I think the effort and the commitment to manage correctly is in place. And I totally support Commissioner Smitten's recommendations.
Thank you. Any other comments from commissioners? Well, if there are no others, I have some notes from the Wildlife Committee meeting that I wanted to share. I do support the logic, the rationale provided by Commissioner Schmitten. I personally believe that the Wolf Advisory Group is the process that we need to look to and strengthen I hear enough from members of the group that I understand that's a difficult process with a lot of conflicting views. We have true conflicts. I don't think we can deny that. People see wolf recovery from different vantage points, and they have different concerns. But I also want to emphasize that I see our WAG, our Wolf Advisory Group, as an advisory group. And the commission is responsible for setting policy for the department under state law. And I just cannot envision us relinquishing our responsibility on one of the most contentious, important issues facing the department. So we have gone on the record. The commission has gone on the record on our views. They were not agreed. They were not popular with everyone. But I think we charted a course that was very reasonable, based in good science, and also took our cues from what we were seeing in the surveys, that the general feeling among the citizenry of our state, one of the things that we saw in our surveys is support for wolf recovery, and the other thing we saw is support for wolf management. Given how difficult the conditions on the ground are, and the situations that we face are tend to be very unique, the commission decided that flexibility was an element that was central to our adaptive management and our success. So I just cannot see us willingly relinquishing the flexibility that we saw as so central to our plan. And the other aspect of the plan that we are relying on is the expertise and dedication of our staff. And as Commissioner Carpenter mentioned, I think more than the general public, the commission is privy to seeing on a day-to-day basis the hard work our staff put into this particular public issue. This issue has taken a tremendous amount of effort to keep people informed, keep people engaged. We've got lots of passionate stakeholders. I think staff are doing an excellent job trying to balance all the interests that are legitimate and real. So I personally very much support the statement that Commissioner Schmitten made on behalf of the Wildlife Committee. And I think we are just going to have to look to the Wolf Advisory Group to try to find their shared interests and come up with some good recommendations for us. But it will not be anything more than advisory. With that, I'll open it up to anyone else. Any other commissioners want to weigh in?
Madam Chair?
Yes?
Commissioner Schmitten?
Commissioner Schmitten?
I'm prepared to make a motion if this is the appropriate time.
Okay. Commissioner Schmitten.
Chair, let me just state again that...
Madam Chair, I have to leave in 2 minutes.
Okay.
Chair, I do appreciate the petitioner's position. I know that we share similar goals in the recovery of wolves. It's just a different process of how we get there. Therefore, I move to deny the June 6, 2014 petition to codify the lethal control provisions of the Washington Conservation and Management Plan and direct the department to assess with WWF Advisory Group the role and structure of the WWF Advisory Group and assess whether a facilitator might assist the function of the WAG.
Do I hear a second?
Commissioner Carpenter, I'll second that.
Commissioner Carpenter has seconded the motion to deny the June 6th 2014 petition to codify the lethal control provision of the Washington Wolf Conservation and Management Plan and direct the department to assess with the Wolf Advisory Group the role and structure of the WAG and assess whether a facilitator might assist the function of the WAG. Do I hear further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say no. Motion carries. Thank you.